Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, and employed with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Oh.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Hello, and thank you for calling us here, or thank you for listening here at freedomizerradio.com. I am your host, Proof Negative, host of the Proof Negative Radio Show. We will be embarking for the next 2 hours and 47 minutes regarding all the pro-freedom news that we can throw at everybody here. I am not going to be alone tonight. We do have Leslie from Tennessee joining us here, so give us just a moment. She'll be on. And then if you have anything out there on Radioland tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so let's go ahead and bring Leslie in here. I can't have a show without her on a Thursday.
Hello. Wow, what a nice round of applause. How are you?
Oh, well, we're good. Well, I tell everybody, I think we might have said this before, you don't want the Nelson.
What is that?
You don't know what the Nelson is?
No, I really don't.
Ha ha!
That's pretty good.
From The Simpsons?
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen The Simpsons. I used to watch that as a kid. I know probably that some children were not allowed to watch that, but I was, and I love The Simpsons, but it's been a while.
Well, Nelson's the bully kid with the vest and the orange shirt, and he's kind of overweight, and that's his saying.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I remember that. It has been forever and a day since I've seen The Simpsons, you know, just I barely do. I remember at times what I did yesterday, much less some of the stuff that comes from cartoons. So just saying.
Well, I gave up on The Simpsons after Disney bought them. So I haven't watched them in a few years.
What year did Disney buy them? Do you remember?
What was it? 2019, 2020, 2018, somewhere in there. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Gotcha. I didn't even know that Disney had bought them, but that would make perfect sense.
Yeah, Disney bought Fox, so that's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. So how's the lovely weather out in Las Vegas?
I just remembered that they fired the guy that does Apu Nahasapima Petalon, the guy that runs the Quickie Mart. They fired him because they said that you could only do your own ethnicity in voices, so if you're white, you can't do a black person. If you're white, you can't do an Indian or a Hispanic. You can only be a white dude.
Oh.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, that happened immediately when Disney bought Fox. So I'm like, yeah, I don't need woke stuff. And I never missed an episode. Go ahead.
I guess my question is that if it's on TV, I mean, how are people really going to know who's behind the voices? I mean, it was just like Bart. I mean, you would never know that there was a female playing Bart. So I guess I'm kind of confused on that one.
Yeah, I don't know either, because if they're trying to say that we were being stereotypical, all I know is that Apu owned a business. He was a father. And he didn't goof off or anything. He was very involved in his work and his being a dad. I don't see what the issue was.
Yeah, well, nobody would have really ever known behind the scenes who I couldn't even tell you, you know, since I've not seen it forever today, I couldn't even tell you who would have been behind that voice, if that tells you how much of an influence that played over my life.
But
I mean,
remember,
just
these are the same people that wanted the Indian from Land O'Lakes off the butter. They wanted the Uncle Ben's. They wanted the chef that cooked the rice. They wanted him off the package. And then they wanted Aunt Jemima off the package. So they came out and Disney/Fox caved into wokeness. And they've lost me for several years now.
Uncle Ben, I mean, who would throw Uncle Ben off a box? I mean, who would have done that? And then Aunt Jemima. I mean, those were total icons growing up. I mean, I didn't sit there and think about those things, you know, growing up. I mean, they have ruined so much fun. I mean, there's
I was joking on this, but there are people that are trying to get Mrs. Butterworth to be trans.
Oh, I've not heard that one.
Can you imagine that there are people that actually just think about this stuff all the time? Just thinking, you know, how can I make this world any more woke?
Gosh, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, I guess maybe, you know, kind of living in the South, I think we're a little bit more, I guess, sheltered in some ways. I really feel lucky that I was born in Alabama and I live in Tennessee. I mean, really, of course, we all know that Nashville's not really, you know, I guess, in parts of it are very liberal, and we all know that. But, you know, in most parts that – or the parts that I live in, I just feel blessed. I was – you know, I went to my reunion, 30-year reunion this weekend, and had the best time with some of the people I grew up. And, you know, such memories, the music, the memories, you know, and those what you were talking about. I mean, those made childhood, you know, childhood of what we are today. And it's like they're just erasing everything that brings enjoyment out of life, and it's just one thought. There's no individual thoughts anymore.
That's what liberals want, and I'm not kidding on this, but liberals cannot be happy unless they take other people's happiness away. You not being happy is what makes them happy.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I mean, they're doing their best to do that, and it's if people don't stand up, you know, for what they believe in, there's that Aaron Tippin song, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, and that
right.
is definitely the truth.
Can you imagine, though, that I can't picture going through life without being happy and just trying to micromanage and just... Everybody has to live like me or else I'm canceling them.
Yeah.
But then they get mad if you get canceled. If you cancel them, that's not acceptable. They can only cancel you.
Well, considering that Jason Aldean is living proof that, you know, I mean, his song, there were like three country songs on the three
yes.
country songs on the top Billboard 100 the past week.
One, two, and three, right. That's never happened before.
I know. So that kind of tells you a lot about the way our society feels. And I think people in general, I really believe that this wokeism, I believe it's just a very little of the population. And it's unfortunate that they get the loudest voice because I believe it's the people that run a lot of our TV out of Hollywood. You know, it's nobody that's really vocal.
But you know what upsetted me about that Jason Aldean song? Not the song itself, but the fact that somebody, and I don't know whether it was Jason or the person that made the video, but they edited out the Black Lives Matter part. When they had just a second where there was a Black Lives Matter rally, it was like 3 or 4 seconds, and they cut that out to make sure that they could get back on country music television.
I didn't even know it was back on country music television. I mean,
I don't
honestly
know if it is or not, but they said that they cut that for video airplay.
But let me ask you a question. So how many people do you know that still watch CMT, really?
I don't know. We haven't had a TV in the house working in a couple of years, so I don't know.
I mean, most people I know, they don't even watch CMT anymore. CMT is kind of a really irrelevant thing. I mean, they've become so woke. You know, I mean, they even moved. They're moving all the, you know, it's like they're all the music industry, they're trying to move things from Nashville to, because they can get away with more things down there than they can here, because they know that the people, for the most part, in this area will not put up with the wokeism. And it's really sad.
Well, look at what MTV has become. They have basically three shows. And I'm not even just joking. I mean, They've had 24 or 48-hour blocks where it's just ridiculousness. And if it's not ridiculousness, they either have 16 and pregnant or catfish. That's the only three shows they're running. And I'm not kidding at all on that.
Well, I would
hope it's been that way for
parents,
a few years now.
Yeah, I would really hope that most parents would not allow their children to watch 16 and pregnant. I mean, I wouldn't even care if it was 18 and pregnant. I mean, I don't even know who came up with that idea. I mean, I know that it's been on the air forever, but I mean, it's really not a good idea to, it's just like the, you know, Vanderbilt University here, whenever that came out that they were committing, you know, genitalia mutilation on minors. You know, it's just not a good idea. I don't understand why people have to introduce this into society in front of our children. You know, it's fine if an adult that's over a certain age wants to go and transition and become something else. But, you know, whenever you are sexually, you know, introducing things, you know, as such as pregnancy into these lives. I mean, my grandmother would have had a come apart back in the day. You know, this would have been on the line of, you know, sexual abuse, pedophilia, but it's really scary how acceptable a lot of this has become.
Hey, there's school districts in California and a few other really liberal areas where they teach playing with yourself in kindergarten in the first grade. Imagine getting tested on that. And then you have a parent-teacher conference because the kid refuses to do it.
Yeah, I think I was watching that about the parents were outside and they were talking about that a lot of the parents, you know, were they had signs outside and they were protesting against the curriculum that the state of California had introduced that into the curriculum for children. I mean, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you realize that it's everybody knows this is wrong, but there's a whole method to this. Everybody knows that you don't take out the most criminal of the criminals, and you don't allow shoplifting, and you don't allow people to beat up others just based on their skin color. Everybody knows this, even the wokes. But what the goal is, because right when the Weimar Republic in Germany, they went through the same tribulations, and it got so bad that people in the big cities were complaining so much that they wished that they had somebody that came in and bypassed the country's constitution and just created a police state so we can get our country in order. And then guess who shows up? Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're being prepped for. And not many people see that. They just think that, well, if I just keep giving in and I'm just not going to say anything, I'm just going to pretend I don't see it. And if I see it, I'll just go with it. Can you imagine that somebody on a subway can kill three people and not go to jail, but you can go to jail because you didn't have a scam on your face?
Well,
our priorities are messed up on purpose.
I think what I have a real issue with, too, and I didn't mean to cut you off, is the fact that a lot of people, I mean, and I know this because I went to school, of course, and went through history, American history, you know, went through college, you know, history 201, 202, and people actually have gone through history, these history books, we have relatives that have went to war, that have fought and died for this country, and yet, I mean, some of them won't say anything. They're too afraid to say anything. Now, at certain points in time, I get that you cannot say anything, but, you know, people are going to have to stand up. I mean, there's going to be a point in time, you know, that it's enough is enough, and I think we're seeing more of that as, you know, time goes on because, it's kind of like one of those things where it's going to take more than just a few people. But people are going to have a backbone. You know, I understand even the United States was reluctant to get into World War II. But, you know, eventually that had to have, you know, that happen. But I'm really hoping that, you know, that people are going to realize that, you know, of course, what you're talking about is very true, and it's coming down the line, and who knows, you know, what the time is, but it seems like it's getting faster and faster. The people need to start paying attention to what's going on around them and not have blinders and live in their own little world and act like everything's going to be okay, because it's eventually not going to be okay.
Well, and just think, though, that with the way California's been going, people can't get U-Hauls fast enough between Seattle, Portland, and California. And there's no way in the world that Brandon is going to win an election. It's not going to work at this point. But they have to sell it as Brandon until they have either he takes another big fall and they decide he's washed, or they just make a switch at the Democratic National Convention. And their first option is Michael Robinson Obama, because Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. And I wish I was kidding on that. But what they would be able to do, they would get all the people that said, I don't like Brandon. There's no way you can get me to vote for another old white guy. These are the people that would not vote for California's Governor Grusom. But they will vote for Big Mike, because they remember the Barry Satoro days, and they could reminisce on that, even though Big Mike has done zero in order to win any nomination. But Barry Satoro is a demigod, if you will, to a lot of the Democrat Party. He's the best thing they've ever seen, even though he's done nothing for them. And that particular pronoun, Big Mike, could easily beat Trump. That's the only person that's going to beat Trump with no election fraud. The only difference, Leslie, is that Big Mike does not necessarily want to be president. If Big Mike wanted to be president, we would have a swap right now. And they're still trying to negotiate that, but I don't know. It's a coin flip as far as if that's going to happen. If not, Governor Grusom is the second choice. And I don't think without election fraud that we're going to see him win, unless somehow they're able to procure a Trump arrest, and then that sours everybody on Trump. That's the only thing I can see, which is why they're pushing so hard.
Well, they are definitely pushing hard, for sure. I have never seen anything like it. I mean, people've got to realize, people got to notice. I mean, it's not normal. Don't get me wrong. We were talking about, I don't have to be best friends with him. I don't have to be with Trump. You know, I don't have to think he is the greatest thing on earth. He doesn't have to be the sweetest guy.
We're not inviting
guy.
Him over for dinner. I don't care if
Absolutely
he never sees
not.
My house. I'm not asking him for money.
Absolutely. I'm in 100% agreement with you. But, I mean, he did run this country much better. I mean, and really globally, we were much better off. We didn't have, like we were talking about last week, we didn't have a proxy war going on that we're currently involved in. I mean, we didn't have a president running his mouth saying, hey, we're almost out of ammunition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Biden is just like too much. I was watching him on the Weather Channel in his interview, and he can't even barely speak. I just don't get it. I don't understand how anybody at this point in time, considering the cost of groceries, the fuel prices are going to go back up. I mean, he tapped into the reserves. That can only last for so long. The Saudis, you know, they have
cut back.
Well,
they want that, though. Just imagine with all this stuff that Brandon's saying about how there being a finite amount of oil. They can't wait, because then they could charge $12 a gallon and people won't buy it, or they'll pay it. And there'll be rations. They don't care. They want people to be in lockdown mode, whether Their goal is to have people in lockdown mode without having to use the police or NATO, I guess. They could bring the United Nations troops over, but they would just prefer to have it just be too expensive to go anywhere. And then they can have their – they're talking about having permanent climate change lockdowns. So nobody's allowed out anymore because of global warming.
Kind of funny is that I've heard a lot of these celebrities, too, that were, you know, kind of big on like the greenhouse issue. And now they're saying that people are – you know, I would think that if you – are wanting to have this greenhouse initiative and you've got people that are working from home that you would not want them to come into office. But now they're saying that people are not productive whenever they're in the, they're at home. So I'm kind of a little bit confused on that. It's almost like they can't make up their mind, you know, how they want to do this.
Well, I just know that I've been told at my day job that I'm one of the more efficient people they've ever seen. So, and I work at home. I'm three time zones away from my day job.
I mean, I love working from home, and that's kind of the way that my company is. You know, as long as you're doing your job, they're never going to say anything to you. But you had Martha Stewart, you know, that actually was a now is considered a felon, trying to say that people are not as productive whenever they work from home. I don't really know how she gets that, but whatever she thinks, you know. It's people like her and other people that have been committed of crimes or that have no real life experience to me that are saying things that it's just unbelievable, especially, you know, you have The View as another talk show. It's unreal.
It just gets me how they try to say that employees need to be micromanaged in order to be effective. And I don't need somebody breathing down my neck to remind me that they're the boss and I'm slave. I don't need that. I've done that so much in my life that I can't do it anymore.
Speaking of micromanaging, my question is why hasn't Alejandro Mayorkas been impeached yet?
Because the Republicans – see, what happens is you have Democrats running everything right now. And the Republicans are just sitting there taking it for some reason. And I know we have some good people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress, Jim Jordan and a few others. But for the most part, I look at Kevin McCarthy where it's like, well, let's not rock the apple cart. So you have people that are scared of their own shadow while the bullies run this town. And that's what happens.
They were talking about, I was listening, I guess it was today, they were talking about 3,600 in one day coming across the border, you know, and then we're talking about sexual trafficking. And when we're talking about sexual trafficking, a lot of people don't realize how much that encompasses. You know, it's not just children, it's women, it's people that actually work on farms in California. They'll promise them money here in the United States. They'll promise them a job up on an illegal weed farm. They get them to these weed farms, and then they're like, well, you can't leave, and they don't pay them. And there's nothing that these people can do. So sexual trafficking, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on that people don't really realize.
Isn't that funny, though, Leslie? I'm going to break in here, but isn't that funny how these liberals talk so much about our history of slavery, yet they're the ones bringing slaves into the building. Ain't that a bee?
Yeah, I mean, you would think coming from, considering Mayorkas is actually half Puerto Rican, he's actually Jewish Puerto Rican, that you would think he would kind of know better than what he's doing. No, he's Cuban,
but knowing
I'm sorry.
Better and getting
he's
paid
Cuban.
To play a narrative is two different things. He knows better than to not take that money.
He's Cuban, I'm sorry. He's Cuban, Jewish Cuban, I think.
Even so, All they know how to do is, as long as they take that money, they don't care what happens to everyone else, as long as they get that money. By the way, Vito wants to join us. Vito, I was just opening up your mic. I don't know what happened to you there. Call back, Vito. Anyway, go ahead. I was just trying to bring in a caller.
Oh, no, you're fine. Well, I mean, you would just think that somebody that of that descent, considering, you know, being Jewish, especially, and Cuban, and living under that, you know, what they've lived under, you would think, I don't even know how, it's like they've sold their soul to the devil. I don't know how people can do that. I really don't.
But, yeah, I to answer your other question, though, I hope I can work at home the rest of my life, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that I'm productive. Because I can't go back to an office ever again unless I'm running the show.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And I think that, again, I think the whole big picture, you know, as far as corporate America goes, that you would think is everybody, as much as everybody wants to go green and all that's happening now, that the work from home, as long as you're doing your job, it wouldn't be a big issue.
And then I was reading something about how morale with the employees coming back, that people don't want to be there. And most importantly, it's just funny, the number one issue that employers have with employees coming back to the office. It makes no sense to me, but you know who I am. So I actually saw this on a news article where they're upset that employees think it's okay to not have their shoes on while they're sitting at their desk. Like, that's the biggest thing in the world.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not in contact with the public or you don't have, you know, a big client coming in, I mean, as long as you don't walk in the office, I mean, I wouldn't say that you would go in the office, you know, like naked or anything, but, you know, I mean, that shouldn't be a big of a deal. Most people are not going to look at your feet, especially if they're up under your desk anyway.
Even so, I mean, you take four steps over the printer. It's like, who cares? I mean, get over yourselves. That if that's the worst thing that ever happens in the office, I'm sorry, that's a good office. I'm not going to sit there and be micromanaged about stuff.
Well, if you're having a hard time finding employees, most people are these days, you know, I think that would be kind of a little bit lax, especially if you've got an employee that's a good employee, shows up on time for work and doesn't steal from the company. Those are all positives. You still with me?
Yeah, I was just letting you finish. I didn't know if you were done.
Oh, no, you're good.
I have a tendency to butt in and talk too much.
No, you're fine. I didn't know if Vito was trying to call back or not.
No, I was waiting.
Gotcha. So
he's a truck driver, so maybe he lost signal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Do you know him?
Yes, he's a regular.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, once you're here long enough, you'll know your regular callers.
So how, what is the lake out there in Las Vegas that is
Lake
losing
Mead?
Water? Yes. How is Lake Mead? What is that like now?
I don't pay attention. The thing is that they voted to reroute the water. So Las Vegas does not get water from the Colorado River really anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to reroute the water and then blame global warming, I'm sorry, that's not how it works. Just like how the Netherlands, they want to, they've banned half the farmland. They banned half the farmers in the Netherlands, and then food production is down 50%, and then they say it's due to global warming.
I was kind of wondering about, like, me, because my friend Melanie, she flew out there with me to Las Vegas, and we had a great time. Las Vegas, I love it, and I was kind of wondering about that, what really the story was behind that lake, if that was really, you know, there's always, it seems like there's always a conspiracy going on now, which actually turns out to be the truth. You know,
and my big issue, though, is that if they were that worried about Lake Mead, they could do two things. They could do cloud seeding, which is different than geoengineering. They could seed the clouds to make it rain more if they wanted. Or they could create desalinization plants in California because San Francisco and Los Angeles, believe it or not, get more water out of Lake Mead than Las Vegas does.
Wow. I had no idea. I would have never thought. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, we pump out more water to Los Angeles than we have for ourselves. And if they just and they're right on the ocean. It's not like they just can't have a desalinization plant and just clean the water.
Very interesting. I really
that's
thought there was more,
that.
You know, that's kind of crazy because I remember going out there. I mean, that, when I was out there, it was full, but I was kind of wondering, I just figured there was more to that story than what they were actually telling.
Hey, and anytime they try to use global warming as an excuse, there's always a reason behind that.
Well,
can you imagine that they close all the grocery stores around you and say, the reason why there's less food now is because you eat too much? Never mind they closed all the stores down.
Oh, I can't wait till they start really trying to feed us bugs. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be – I can't even imagine. Especially – there's just no way. I can't do it. I could not eat a bug.
Well, I don't know if you know what's going on with the beef supply.
I mean, there's – like, there's a lot that I've heard.
Well, if you had the gene therapies, part of the thing with the gene therapies is that you can very well develop an allergy to beef that could be deadly if you eat it.
I know people that actually have that.
So they have, there's what, over 450,000 cases so far, and I can't say the name for some reason. I want to. I'm not scared of saying it. I just can't physically pronounce the syllables.
I think it's like ASG, alpha, gamma,
yes.
Something.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, my best friend, she has Lyme disease, and she lives in Alabama, and she actually has that from Lyme disease. And, of course, the government manufactured Lyme disease because it was supposed to be for military warfare. And anybody can look this up on the internet. And the government probably would deny it, but it actually started up in the north and migrated its way down, and that's kind of how Lyme disease started. But anyway, she has Lyme disease, and she actually has that. She cannot eat anything. I think she can eat fish, but she definitely cannot eat, like, steak or hamburger meat because she has that. But that is definitely a very, very true thing. That is no conspiracy. That's a fact, and she's had it for a long time now. So it's not like it's a recent thing. But I think more people now, if you look up Lyme disease, I think there's a video that's called Underneath Our Skin, and it talks about Lyme disease and how Lyme disease started. And it is I don't know how you would, I guess, somehow Lyme disease is connected to the ASG. I think it's what it's called, AGS or something. I can't remember the, like you're saying, I can't remember the words. I think it's AGS, alpha gamma, in the last word. Hold on 1 second. I guess Vito's not calling back.
He'll try again later. It's okay. I'm not stressed over it.
So it's alpha gal syndrome.
Yes.
And that's what she has. It's a red meat allergy or tick bite meat allergy. AGS is not caused by an infection.
The thing is that these people are getting allergies, and they're saying it's from a tick, but in many of these areas, the tick does not live in that area, nowhere close. So, of course, it's a side effect of the gene therapy, but nobody wants to say that. They're going to tell you it's because you got something from a tick, even though those ticks are 2,500 miles away from you.
Well, also, too, what is most uncommonly known, though, which could have happened, is Lyme disease. You don't have to be bitten by a tick to get Lyme disease. It's also passed on from one generation to the next. It is hereditary. So, say she has Lyme disease, she got it from her mother, and then she has a child that actually tested positive for Lyme disease.
Well, I'm not going to say yes or no on that. I don't know the answer. But I know that this whole red meat thing is brand new. And, of course, here's Bill Gates telling us about bugs. And this is all of a sudden. I know people that have had this before, but 450,000+ cases just don't show up in 2 months.
Well, I think it's because it's been there all along and people didn't realize. You know, I think there's a lot of problem now.
It's because it's a side effect from the gene therapy.
Well, possibly. I'm not totally disagreeing with you, but I also believe that there's a lot of people, too, that eventually from all the process stuff and over time that people are developing allergies. Like me, I used to never be allergic to a lot of the things that I'm allergic to now. I actually took a test, actually two tests. One was a hair test and the other was a chemical test that the doctor had to wear these chemicals for like 2 days on my back. And I'm highly allergic to super glue, which I never knew. And adhesives will pull my skin off. I never had the allergy till just a couple of years ago. You know, I mean, who would have thought? But all of a sudden, I'm allergic to some of these things. So there's really something going on. I mean, who knows what it is, though? I'm not really sure what's going on, but something has to be going on.
Well, it's just kind of ironic. And every time I say ironic, I have to think of Alanis Morissette and say, "Don't you think?" Whenever I see this kind of stuff, and then you see Bill Gates playing around with ticks, and all of a sudden, oh, I have a vaccine for this now. And that's just so coincidental that you have a vaccine to something that we didn't even know was a thing until 2 months ago.
I think it's not.
I'm gonna say no on that because while yes, people are allergic to stuff all the time, and for example, we know that people can be allergic to strawberries. But if 3 million people in one summer had a strawberry allergy, I would start to question how did all these people all of a sudden get an allergy when they've been able to eat this for years? And I don't think that's an accident.
Okay, so let me ask you a question on that same token. So my best friend, she has Lyme disease.
Uh-huh.
She didn't get it from being bitten by a tick. She got it from her mom because her mother had Lyme disease.
That's possible.
And she has this alpha gal syndrome.
Right.
So she wasn't allergic to it for a long time, but then all of a sudden now she's allergic to it.
Did she get a gene therapy?
Not as far as I know. I know her pretty well, but she's not had gene therapy.
Well, I don't know one way or the other, so maybe there's something there, but it's just too coincidental when this many happen within the last 60 days. And then you have Bill Gates, "Hey, I just found a vaccine for this." When how would you have known 2 months ago that you would have almost 500,000 cases in the United States when this wasn't a big thing. I mean, yeah, people got it, but if maybe 200 people have an allergy a year, people get stung by jellyfishes and have allergic reactions. Nobody's making a vaccine for that.
Hey, what's the number? Somebody's trying to call, but they said they couldn't call in.
The call-in number, 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you in. But you have to press 1, or else I won't know if you want to join us.
Okay. So I got 319-527-6208.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I just sent it to somebody, so they're fixing to try to call.
Okay.
But anyway, like I said, I'm not saying that gene therapy did not cause some of that, but alpha-gal, I mean, I know it has been around for a while, though.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I know one of my former co-hosts had it before the gene therapy stuff. I'm just saying you don't take a disease that affects 200 people a year, and then in one summer you get 500,000 almost. There's something with that. It's not a coincidence. And they wouldn't really test gene therapies on something that 200 people a year might get. And remember, they've been talking about how they want to ban people from eating beef, and we're not willing to walk away from that. Remember, Bill Gates is a major shareholder of the Impossible Burger. So if he can get people to not eat beef, and look, oh, we have a beef substitute. He does own the world. He does own more farmland in the United States than every other farmer put together. There's just too many coincidences when it comes to people like Bill Gates. If he's putting something out there, it's not good.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think it could be good. I mean, you're talking about a man that builds computers or started a software company for a living. He's not a doctor, to say it.
And you know who his parents were, right?
Who were his parents?
They're the ones that started Planned Parenthood.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so they worked very closely with Margaret Sanger.
Did not know that. That's very interesting.
So, yeah, that family's been involved in eugenics for many decades. And he even said himself that if we can get the right gene therapies, we could reduce population. He did a TED Talk on that. That's very famous.
Well, I'll have to definitely watch that because I did not know that that was his parents for sure.
No, I promise you, Bill Gates had help starting Microsoft. It wasn't just him right out of college. Anyway, where do you want to go from here?
Well, I guess we can, I tell you what, I would really like to say prayers for people that are in Hawaii this evening. How devastating.
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest things I've seen. Where a whole city like that is just gone. But
yeah, I mean,
study it. I have no clue what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just horrible. I feel so bad for those people. And I have lived down the coast when hurricanes came through. And I'm just, man, imagine the winds coming through and just demolishing the whole island like that. It's fire and winds. That's terrible.
Yeah, I'll be honest, though. I don't know what happened other than I see a city is gone.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll find out more. I don't really think they know really what happened right now. So I think as time progresses, that definitely we'll find out more for sure.
Do you know what it's time for? Go ahead, if you got something.
What is it time for?
Oh, our cartoon episode here.
We'll go ahead and do that.
So you haven't seen the Millennials yet, right?
No.
I showed you Liberal Person, I think, and you saw The Wiretap and G-Globalist.
I did.
Okay.
I don't know how to share those with people, I guess, as far as, like, that are not on here.
All right. So we'll play a cartoon, and then if there's any callers, we'll grab them right after the cartoon.
Okay. Sounds perfect.
All right. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and do the countdown here. This one is Broccoli Man. Millennials like their microchips.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Francisco just died suddenly.
I know. What happened?
He got his gene therapy shot on Friday. Then Saturday night he said he had chest pains. He went to the hospital and they found blood clots. Then he had a heart attack on Sunday and died.
The doctors said it could have been anything that caused him to die. Well, they said it could have been anything. Anything but the gene therapy.
That's right. It was definitely not the gene therapy. But they said anything could have caused it. It could have been the fresh air. It could have been his male privilege. It could even have been global warming. But it definitely was not his COVID shot.
Well, that serves him right for being a cisgendered male. Hems was not even black.
Did you see in the news? Governor Grusin said it is unfair for black people to get in trouble for child support. Hems said if the mother of the child is not black and the father is black, that the father now does not have to pay child support. He said too many of us on things our cares are in trouble for not paying child support.
That's very fair. Making black people pay child support is racist.
I got 3 baby mamas with 4 kids. Then I got 2 more women pregnant when I was in the women's jail. Now I don't have to pay to anyone for it. Now I can keep my fat stacks. If anyone says anything, I can say, look, something's not gonna. I'm black.
That's why we need to vote Democrat in 2024. We need to make sure we get as many people as we can to not vote for Trump.
I wish you could finally help me get pregnant. I have been trying to get pregnant for years. Oh dear. My Eisenica Frieda microchip went off. We have to get our newest gene therapist again. We have 5 days to get the latest version or our chips will shut off.
At least Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology is still forcing us to wear scams in class and get our gene therapies when our chips go off. I just got my notice about the gene therapy too.
If you want, we can go to Chinamart on the way home. I need to steal a few things at Chinamart anyway. I need my 4-finger discount. I am so happy that Governor Grusin lets us steal up to $1,000 at a time.
Since I'm white, I will stand in line and buy some stuffs. It is the coolest thing that I can use my wrist and pay for it by scanning my wrist.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. It's that something ducker for real.
I wonder what racist hush he'll say today.
I need to punch Hems in Hems bald sack. I hate Trump supporters so much. These fools think we should not have the freedom to have communism. Hems are too old to know how great communism bees is to save the planet from global warming and white privilege.
Hey Green Jones. Why are you voting for racists and not for Brandon or Michael Robertson Obama?
That's right.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Haven't you seen where Brandon wants to remove all your home appliances? He wants to ban gas stoves, air conditioners, refrigerators, furnaces, and microwaves.
Well, that is to stop global warming, you dumbass.
They even announced they want to ban indoor bathrooms and running toilets and sinks.
If that is what we have to do to not have Trump in office, then it is a trade I'm willing to have.
There are peoples in Africa that do not have running toilets or houses. Why is it fair for us to have these things but not my African peoples? Stop showing your white privilege.
I bet he took the 19 freeway to get here today. That is the most racist street in our state.
Oh my gosh. A street can be racist? This I want to hear. How can a street be racist?
Wow, you really do think like a Republican. The freeway does not go through any ghettos in the city. It goes from one rich area to another. Then on the other side it connects to empty land and another rich people's area.
We get sus stipends for being black. I am still smart enough to live in the project because I am black and I vote Democrat.
You are such a stupid Republican that you never once wore this scam, and I bet you never once got a gene therapy.
Yeah. Scams save lives. Even if CNN says scams do not work, we are Democrats, so we have proven them to work.
Do you even know what is in the shots?
We do not care.
We don't need to know what is in the gene therapy. Doctors made it. Doctors give it to us. None of us here are doctors, so they know more than us.
That's right. Bill Gates is the best doctor we have.
You should research about how the mRNA gene therapy can manipulate your body and mind once it gets put in your body. You guys should be able to research what quantum dot technology combined with the 5G network.
How dare you call me guys? I'm a sim slash sis. I get a stipend every month for being black and also one for being a trans outlaw.
And I'm a travesty. I also get a stipend. We vote Democrat and wear stamps and face shields. These gene therapies and these freedom microchips we have are helping us live.
Quantum dots from getting your mRNA gene therapy. It can control everything you do and anything you will think. It is basically gives some other person or agency the ability to control you. You combine that with your microchip, and when the CBDCs are fully operational, you will be controlled both physically and mentally whenever these technocrats need to control you.
That would never happen. If it did, it would be on the news.
Who do you think puts the news on your smell-o-visions?
You just proved how much you hate us trans people by not getting your gene therapies.
I don't care what is in these gene therapies. I will never respect anyone that supports Trump.
Yeah. We do not need to have running toilets anymore. Governor Gruesom legalized us to pee and crap outside anywhere we want.
Wow. I can't believe you think that is a positive freedom.
Then you should stop thinking like a dumb Trump supporter.
Please explain how being a Trump supporter has anything to do with wanting to use the restroom using an actual toilet and not drop my pants in the middle of a street and just pee or crap wherever I am.
Who said we need to still wear clothes? They will force us to not wear any clothes and live in 50 minute cities.
Klaus Schwab and Yuval O'Hare said they don't know if they will force us to be as naked or wear a uniform. In order to protect against climate change, we must all wear the same clothing. Or we must all be as naked. But either way, we will be able to pee on the street.
Right now the only time I can show my junk is if there is children around. And I am doing a pride parade or a drag queen story time. It is not fair that I cannot whip out my junk right now or any other time. We want to show our junks whenever we want when we finally get our trans rights. It is very progressive and liberal to be as allowed to have someone grab my exposed junk whenever we want.
If Governor Grissom is president, he will make sure it is not a crime for someone with AIDS to have sexual relations with someone that does not have AIDS and to not tell them. That is so loving and liberal of him.
Don't worry. Trump is finna be arrested all over the place. Hence finna had 592 years in prison for all of him's crimes.
Please tell us what crimes he actually committed.
You sure are dumb. He committed so many crimes everyone knows that they are.
Then if did this many crimes, then just tell us something he did.
Hey, you dumb Republican Trump supporter. If you are that stupid and don't know what crimes he committed, then just Google it.
If you know what he did, then you can't just say it.
We don't have to play your games. Fake news said he will absolutely be guilty of so many crimes, they will not even let him out of his cell when he dies. They will keep his bones and his soul in there rotting for every one of those 592 years.
You realize this witch hunt on Trump is against our Constitution, right?
Who gives a beep about the Constitution? This is about arresting Trump and putting everyone who does not support the Democrat Party 100% in FEMA camps.
Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
Hey everyone. These radical leftists are pure commies.
That's the most right thing you ever said in your life.
Anyway, we need to put an end to this dictatorship right now. If we do not stop it, we will become overrun by AI and the mark of the beast. Satan is on our doorstep. We know from the Bible that there will be tribulations and for a short time Satan will rule the earth. We need to take back our earth before we go down this road of chaos and destruction. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of news that you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other great shows on Freedomizer Radio also. Just check out the schedule on freedomizerradio.com.
All you Republicans need to stop listening to Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Proof Negative. We have to realize we are the 99% and we will own nothing and we will eat the bugs. We need to save the earth from global warming. So we have to let the 1% of the 1% own everything.
Everyone should know by now, if you do not vote Democrat, you ain't black.
And if you don't let me to show the kids my junk and let them touch my junk, it's because you hate trans peoples.
All right, so I hope you appreciated that.
Yes, absolutely.
I tried to put as much stuff in that one as I could.
I would say it's almost like jam-packed for real.
So, all that is real stuff. They are discussing in California a bill where if a non-black female, and they don't even know what women is, has a kid with a black male, then the black should not have to pay child support because there's too many people that are black that got in trouble for child support in California.
Yes, I heard that a couple months ago, and that's in that bill they're talking about as far as reparations goes.
Yeah.
That'll probably hopefully never happen. I don't really see that happening. I don't know how the state of California considering they're in a – I mean, they don't have the money to pay that out.
They can go bankrupt any minute, but it's okay. They'll find trillions of dollars somehow to pay people. So anyway, we do have Beto joining us here. Hey,
Beto.
Thanks for making it.
Things.
The things are okay.
Yeah,
I hope you appreciated this week's Mr. Broccoli.
I caught the tail end of it. I got the very, very end of it. So I thought you
heard the episode earlier this week.
Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah, I play the one that for the week. I play it current four times.
Okay,
day of the week.
Yeah, I remember discussing it. Mr. G Globalist is going to shoot somebody.
No, that was last week. This week was different. The millennials were. Seriously, Vito, they're talking about how if the man is black and the female is not black, that the male should no longer have to pay child support because it's not fair.
I mean, California is doing crazy. They're looking to put crazy things on the books. Looking to sentence you based on race. If you're a minority, you're sentenced.
They already have. Your electric bill is based on how much money you earn. The new thing, now they want you to be any age to get married, so a 6-year-old can marry a 40-year-old.
Gavin Newsom really thinks he's going to win as president.
Well, it doesn't matter what we think. It just matters who the globalists want.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much election frauding they can do. See, you've heard me, Vito. I think Big Mike can win without fraud. But Gruesome will need more fraud than Brandon.
Yeah, you said Big Mike is the only one that could beat Trump.
You think I'm wrong?
I think you're right. There's going to be a lot of...
And people ask, what's Michael's qualifications? She's married to Barry Satoru. And she sloshed around on the Ellen show in those white pants.
She was sloshing, boy. She was going commando, no underwear.
You must think I'm joking, Leslie.
No,
there's
it's
no
true.
Joke.
That's
it's
why
true.
I'm laughing. I know I'm not. That's why I'm laughing so hard, because you know it's funny, because we all live from different parts of the country, and we all see these things. And yet, if you were to say something to, like, just say for instance Joe Biden, just as an example, they'll be like, or either John Karine Pierre, I mean, they would tell you that no, you didn't see that. Do you know what I mean? It's like. It's like if you walk outside and you know the sky's blue. I know the sky's blue. Proof knows the sky's blue. But yet they'll tell you whenever she walks.
That's how
up
the sky
the
is red.
Exactly. It's what they want you to believe. I've never seen so much gaslighting in my entire life in this administration.
They will believe it. That's the crazy thing. Now, there's a doctor in Texas. I was laughing so hard today when I heard this. But apparently this came over one of the news wires. There's a doctor in Texas who now says that because COVID is making a comeback, we should all start wearing masks again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There are people that are putting the scams back on. And and just like clockwork, you could tell who's a Democrat again. By the way, if you have not seen that clip, Leslie, go ahead and take 30 seconds. You can watch it.
Okay, no problem.
I don't know if you've seen it before, but... Go ahead, Vito.
If I do wear a mask, the big rubber ones with the, with the filter on and everything, not the paper mask.
Yeah, I don't understand what good a paper mask is going to do for you. And and a cloth scam, that's like wearing a T-shirt over your face.
Yeah, it's like wearing a knitted sweater.
But the same thing, though, what I equate it to is you don't want to get a concussion, so you should wear a sun visor in case something falls on your head.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clip. That's great.
So you see what we're talking about.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't even have to see the clip to know that, I mean, to believe, to even, I just know. But anyway, and a lot of people
There's one of Big Mike coming out of a building, running into a car, and you clearly see what he's got.
Oh, Lord.
Clearly could see it. There's a video of him. Yeah, apparently they had, he took his daughter to school somewhere in Massachusetts, and he jumped from a doorway into the whatever the Secret Service drives him in. As clear as day, you could see it. And I'm like, come on. That's why I say that chef, the personal chef that died, he found out Big Mike's secret.
And that explains why Barry Satoru had all those cuts on his fingers.
It's very possible, yes. very possible too.
Well, you know what's funny? Is that one of Barry's ex-girlfriends and his own brother testified to this, that said that he had very real thoughts about just wanting to be gay.
Yeah. They're slowly putting it out there, Poof. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing is, what is Big Mike going to do when it comes time to deal with the Arabs, man, the Muslims? They dealt with Barack, but they will not deal with Big Mike. I'm telling you right now, unless he makes Barack Secretary of State, which is very possible.
Yeah.
He makes Barack Secretary of State, then that's it. You know he's running the show 24/7.
That wouldn't shock me.
No.
But can you imagine, though, right now the Democrats need a victory without fraud. And that's the only way they're going to get it. And you could ask every Democrat supporter, why are you voting for Big Mike? And they'll go, I don't know, but I know that I like Barry Satoro, so I'm going to vote for him. What has Big Mike done ever? Don't know, but I remember Barry Satoro.
And that's going to be his platform. Listen, if I needed to speak to someone, Barack is right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there for me.
And that's the only way they're going to be able to sell some of these same policies, because Brandon sucks. He can't sell anything. But they'll have people eat it and like it. They're going to make eat the bugs and own the nothing, and you'll be happy. They're going to put just a Big mic out there.
Yeah, there's no joke about that. He's the only one that could throw the party line and win. There's not going to be nobody else there for that. And let me tell you, he's going to be worse than Biden is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now their policies are just getting more and more ridiculous now. You saw what the Ninth Circuit Court did the other day, right? The knives?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was Hawaii had a ban on butterfly knives. So someone took it to the Ninth Circuit Court and said that knives should be protected under the Second Amendment. And that's exactly what the Ninth Circuit Court ruled. That knives have the same protection as handguns or guns do.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I mean, you can Google it. It's got a lot of articles on it. And apparently, they said the conservative Ninth Circuit Court. I remember how the Ninth Circuit Court was really screwed up at one time. But Trump changed all that. I'm telling you, someone was they were giving an interview. And they said that Trump changed the court system. In America, it's going to be for the next 25 years. He changed it. And it's all for the better. And look what we got now. You know, sadly, he's probably going to be found guilty on something. They're going to throw him in jail. Hopefully he could still run for president. I mean, they're throwing it out there. Yeah, 48% of Republicans polled said they wouldn't vote for Trump if he was found. But there's still 52% that would. So what's the problem? They're just throwing that out there. Just to plant the seed in people's heads.
Hey, if they're not going to vote for Trump because of this, who are they voting for, Brandon? They're voting for the worst rated president in U.S. history over Trump because they they put out so many indictments. Leslie, if you want to have your opinion about the Trump indictments, go for it.
I mean, I believe, and this is what I believe, if you don't vote for Trump, you're basically voting, well, you are voting for Brandon. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, and why would you want that? I mean, we're talking about, I mean, we can't handle 4 more years of him, plus what time he's got left in office. I mean, this country cannot handle, I mean, we're talking about massive spending.
People are that stupid. That's the thing. You know, they would vote for Big Mike because he has nothing to offer, and yet people will vote for him because they're just ideologues, and that's all they'll vote. They'll vote that Democrat. They don't care. I'm gonna say, I said it before, Poop. If Adolf Hitler was running as a Democrat today, and the name Adolf Hitler was on the Democrat Party to vote for, there are people who would pick that name. There are people that would vote for Hitler.
Let me ask you a question, Vito, or a few questions. Let me ask you a few questions, okay? So, if you don't mind telling everybody, the people that don't know who you are, what is your occupation?
Right now, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. So, how long have you been driving a truck?
A year.
And if you've been driving a year, do you remember, let's start before then, okay? Because I'm sure probably that, I mean, you seem like a very intelligent man. Do you remember when Trump was in office, how much diesel fuel was, and then how much it is now?
I started last June, so I don't know. I know it's $4. It's over $4 a gallon now. That I could say it's gone up. It's gone up. I'm gonna say from last month to this month, I'm gonna go with probably about 50 to 60 cents a gallon. It's gone up.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Let me do this.
Diesel had to be in the $1.75 to $2 range when Trump was in office.
Okay, so in 2019, when Trump was in office, in September, diesel was U.S. average was $2.97 a gallon. And you
now
said how much is diesel right now?
It's over $4 right now.
So tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Listen, we all know what's wrong with that picture, you're seeing it. You're seeing it. I do my shopping in Walmart, right? Whenever I'm stopped making a delivery, because I deliver for Walmart, and I would buy the packages of sliced ham that Walmart sells. And I bought last year, right, I was paying just over $6 for 2 pounds of ham. Now it's almost $9.
And so that all goes back to the fact of plastic costs more now. Whenever you ship it, it costs more now.
Everything
and that's because
is tied to fuel. Everything is tied to oil.
Absolutely. But yet, for some reason, anytime you turn your TV on or you hear somebody say something, out of this administration, you're always saying that it's Trump's fault. So
yeah.
How long
they have to say that? They have to point the finger. You know, listen, Joseph Goebbels said it. You repeat a lie enough times, the people will believe it to be the truth.
Absolutely.
And you got a lot of people out there. You got a lot of people out there that think that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And you know, it makes no sense how they would vote for Brandon. All right, knowing what he's put us through since day one. Since day one, what he's put us through, and they would still vote for him because I can't even say, to call him stupid would be an insult to stupid people. But It makes no sense.
I'm going to just jump in here and interject. Just imagine that Brandon has announced he's going. They said that it was conspiracy theory that they're going after gas stoves, and then the very next day they start banning gas stoves.
Yeah, they're
so going they're literally gaslighting us. And then they talk about how, in order to protect against climate change, we need to go back to outhouses and stop running water and toilets, and we need to ban home ownership and ban air conditioners and furnaces and microwaves. They want to ban. I'm not a microwave guy, and they don't want to ban it because it's not healthy. They just want to ban it because it uses electric.
Yeah. Even I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and someone came out with a list of everything that Biden, this administration, is gunning for. And I forgot the whole, it's the usual stuff, the stove, like you said, the microwave, the incandescent light bulb they want to get rid of, but you can't put an LED bulb in an oven. They're saying that it'll never work. So the other thing they want to get rid of is they want to get rid of pool pumps, pool filter pumps. And I'm like, what? How the hell are you going to circulate the water? I mean, it's just crazy. It's just
they want you to shut your pool down, that's why.
Yeah, well, they don't want you to be comfortable. They do not want you to be comfortable. That's the thing.
So I'm glad you answered the questions I asked you, and it all goes back to my point, okay? And you answered a lot of the things that I was, other questions. But basically there is a rule, and it's in Psychology 101, and it's called Pavlov's Theory. And basically is,
right.
It is if you've never heard of that, do you know what that is? Have you ever heard of Pavlov's theory?
I've heard of his theory, but I don't recall it.
So basically what he did is he actually rang a bell, and he taught a dog repeatedly. He rang the bell.
That applies to the welfare system in this country.
Absolutely. It applies to the welfare system. It applies to what comes on our TV every day. Whenever they talk about what a bad man Trump is, he's a devil. It talks about, whenever they get on, they talk about global warming every day. Whenever people see this on their TV, it's constant. It's basically psychology. It's basic psychology is what they're doing.
Wish I was joking on this. I remember a couple years ago when somebody said, man, DeSantis is such a Nazi. He doesn't like communism.
And Nazi basically is communism. It's just false
yes.
communism.
And they try to say Nazism is far right. It's far left. The far right people don't
Hitler
want
was,
government. Far
Hitler
left wants as much government as they can slam down our throats.
Right.
It's coming from these people that have never lived under it. It's not coming from people that have been free, and that's a crazy thing. It is coming from
people that have lived under it. They're warning everybody. Listen, this is what I lived under it. You don't want this. And they
absolutely
don't care. They do not care. I was talking to a buddy of mine last night. He's a doctor, and he is the farthest thing from being a socialist. And he says the healthcare system in his country, he's a heart doctor. And he says the healthcare system in this country is broken, and they want to replace it with a system that is it's going to kill you before it makes you any better. He said that, those are his words.
But if you try to tell people that, though, I've had people that have actually got mad and defriended me or will never talk to me again.
His mother was 84 years old. She came down with pancreatic cancer, stage one in Italy. All right. They asked the doctor, well, what's the prognosis going to be? What are we going to do? And the doctor said to him, without even blinking an eye, said to his sister, because the sister lives nearly with the mother. They told mm-hmm. them, they told the sister plan for hospice care. We're not touching her, but if she was here, you know, you'd get all the health care, you know, that you needed here. But the system, as he said, is just crazy now, especially when it comes to cancer, because he has cancer, and he wants to go on trials, but yeah, well, we can't put you on trials because we started you on chemo. And I said, Dr. Leo, not for nothing, you know these doctors are making money off of this stuff. You know that they're getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies that are making the chemo. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, there's a shortage of chemo, too. Explain that to me.
He wants to try some other medicine that's out there because he's had some patients that have had pancreatic cancer. And they have this drug called Opdivo. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And it's an immunotherapy, but if you take it, it's a one pill, but it's like $30,000 for this one pill. All right. Mm-hmm. But he's had patients who have taken it and have been cancer free for a couple of years.
Okay.
And you know they didn't do the chemo, they didn't do this, they just took that Opdivo. They had the money to do it. They took a shot.
So let me ask you this. I don't know where you live or what state you're from, but I live here in Tennessee, and Tennessee is one of the top fastest growing states in the United States right now because we're being infiltrated by basically people from California, from Illinois, from New York, from all over. And most of the people that actually move here that I've seen, you know, online are actually from California. To wait, this all ties into cancer treatment, just doctors in general. If you have to go to a doctor here, I mean, just to find a regular doctor here, it takes sometimes to get in 3-4 months, again, just to see a medical doctor here.
Not here. Not maybe don't have the the infrastructure for that, whatever you want to call it, to get it done. But look, I had my knee replaced. I was
mm-hmm.
I've been saying I'm going to be needing a knee soon, and I had fractured the knee about 5 years in 2015. I had fractured my knee, and I went to an orthopedic. And I have a friend who's an orthopedic, but I went to go see a different orthopedic because this fracture was minor stuff. I thought it was just a simple thing, but it turned out that I had fractured my knee. How it fractured, I have no idea. But when all was said and done with my visits with him, you know, they did one final X-ray, and he said to me, listen, you got a lot of arthritis under your kneecap and scar tissue. He says probably in about 10 more years you're going to be needing a new knee. 2 years later, I remember on a Monday in the summer, I walked out of my house. I got in my car. My wife drove me to the train station. When I got out of the train station, as soon as I stepped on my right leg, I couldn't walk no more. Immense pain. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get an appointment with my orthopedic friends that same day, but I made the appointment for the last patient in the day. Because I said I have to come in and see him, so I went and I saw him, and you know, after he did after I told him what was going on, he took an X-ray and he came out. He said, "I haven't seen a knee like this in a 90-year-old patient of mine." What kind? He goes to me, "What kind of medication, painkillers, you taking?" And I said to him, "I says I haven't taken any painkillers. I'm not taking painkillers." And this started today. And anyway. He goes to me, says, it's a shame that if you had come in earlier today, I would have sent you down the street to the hospital. I would have gotten you pre-screened for surgery, and we could have done the surgery tomorrow.
Wow. And what state are you in?
In New York.
Oh. That's because everybody's moving south or leaving New York.
And he could have had the surgery done. When I remember, when I went to, right after my knee surgery, I was in Italy. And they were asking me, how long do you have to wait for your knee surgery? I said I could have gotten it the next day. And they looked at me like I had like eight heads on my shoulders.
Yeah.
They could not believe it. Like the next day, I could have, if I had gotten there earlier Monday afternoon, if I was like his first patient Monday afternoon, for about lunchtime, I would have had, he would have sent me for pre-screening. I would have gotten the authorization. I would have had the surgery the next day.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. You're in New York. This is Tennessee. This is the South. And we were never designed to carry all the people or, you know, have all the people move in that are moving in. I mean, I cannot tell you how many people are moving in to Middle Tennessee, to the Nashville area. It's a ton. It is amazing. How fast.
It's good, but they have to have that infrastructure.
I need to break in here because we have another caller. So Vito and Leslie, if you could finish up your point, and then I'm going to bring another caller in.
Okay, it was nice to meet you, Vito.
Okay, but the one thing I want to say, you have all the people coming from New York and California and Illinois. You hope that most of them aren't Democrats and they bring their stupid voting habits with them. That's the other issue.
Well,
that's the big issue.
They better vote red, and that's what people tell them on Facebook, too. I get tickled because they're like, we don't mind you moving here, but you better vote red. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're voting like more, you know, they vote stupid here. That's the only way I could. You know, I mean, with the illegals coming up here now with this, the sanctuary stuff that they have in New York City. Just today, the singer Lady Gaga, who's an extreme left winger, her father, who owns a restaurant in Manhattan and lives on the Upper East Side, is saying that Eric Adams is nothing but a joke now. His neighborhood where he lives is overrun with illegals. They have block parties at night up until like 4 a.m. Nobody's doing nothing about it. Prostitutes are back on the streets of New York City. I never in my life thought I would see that again.
So you know what the saying is? It's all fun and games until you have to live by your own policies.
All right.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what they're living by their policies. Exactly. You voted for this. That's my answer to them. You voted for this. Congratulations.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring our caller in here. I think he wants to talk to you, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Hello.
This is Odie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Do what?
I said, what's going on this evening?
Not much. Just sitting down here waiting on it to rain and storm again, of course.
I gotcha. So what's on your mind tonight? How are you enjoying the show?
Well, I just joined just a few minutes ago, so I don't know what all this is about, but.
Well, actually, it's about basically politics. We're talking about what all's going on, you know, in our world today and about Trump and him being indicted and anything that's on your mind.
So this might help.
I love Trump.
So if I can just take 3 minutes here, I want to tell our caller and Vito and you too, Leslie. This was on Larry Kudlow, and Vito was discussing this a moment ago. There's a clip of everything that Brandon wants to ban in his next term. So I want to just play this, and then we can discuss after.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, when will they leave us alone? Just yesterday, the Biden administration banned water heaters. Folks, enjoy that cold shower you're headed for, and you can turn those dials as much as you want, but it's still going to be even colder. The big government socialists of the Biden administration insist on completely ruining our daily lives. They're going after every imaginable creature comfort that used to make America the most wonderful place to live in. Now they're going to turn us into Europe, which doesn't even have a lot of this stuff the way we do. What's this stuff? Well, for starters, how about shower heads, air conditioners, toilet flushing, light bulbs, washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, gas cars and trucks, coal-fired pizza ovens, and microwaves. That's just for starters. Joe Biden wants to take them away from us, all in the name of climate change, as though carbon emissions could actually truly be measured over 50 years from the Biden heist of our way of living. Here's what the White House press release from the Biden climate fanatics said late last year when they changed the light bulb standards. Quote, this is the 110th action to strengthen energy efficiency standards that the administration has taken in 2022. These 110 actions span a range of household products, everything from air conditioners and furnaces to clothes washers and dryers to kitchen appliances and water heaters, as well as commercial and industrial equipment. Just terrific, fellas. 110. We racked our brains. We can only come up with 19. So that means there's 90 more of these creature comfort destroying regulations coming down the pipeline. Actually, they want to end pipelines too, right? Now, from that same White House statement, the greenies say, again, I will quote, once finalized, these standards will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by an estimated 2.4 billion metric tons, equivalent to the carbon emissions from 10 million homes, 17 million gas cars, or 21 coal-fired power plants over 30 years. You mean all this for ending my ceiling fan? All this? My dehumidifier? My battery charger? My pool pump? Really? All those carbon-saving metric tons in practically every suburban home in America over 30 years will come to what? You mean, oh, I get it. That's a good half year of Chinese coal plant building. That's the way I read it. This is so silly, folks. It completely lacks common sense. The worst part of this nonsense is that the Bidens want to jam these regulatory orders down our throats. No consumer choice, no freedom, just the dictates of a bunch of overeducated, far-left bureaucrats who truly believe they know better how to live than ordinary people do. I hate to say it. I hate to even use the phrase, but it really is Soviet-style actions. Or, as my great pal Steve Forbes put it, modern socialism through the regulatory state. So I say, save America. Bring back my ceiling fan. I say, save America. Send Joe Biden into retirement.
He needs to go to jail.
Yeah, it's not even a retirement. It's not. People think that he's the one calling the shots. See, he's not. He doesn't
he's
even
call
what
shots.
Ice cream flavor he gets.
No, he can't even wipe his ass. They got Secret Service agents that are wiping his butt, man. Come on, that dude is not running the show. It is Barry Sotero.
So, Leslie, I'm going to have you experiment here. I'm going to put you for just a moment what's in the green room, and you're going to hear silence until the phone rings. We're trying to call one of Leslie's friends. So we're going to hook them up. So Leslie's going to go bye-bye just for a second here while I dial out. But I'm still here and Vito's here.
I'm here.
But that's loving and liberal to take our I don't want to say comforts necessarily, but it's what it is. I mean, Do we need to go back to outhouses again? Because it's so loving and liberal?
We're digging holes in the ground. You watch. We're going to be digging holes in the ground soon. And there are people perfectly fine with that.
I can't picture that. Yeah, you're racist if you don't want an outhouse.
Yeah, that's all they got, folks. That's all they got. You're a transphobe if you don't want an outhouse. No, I want to sit on a nice toilet and a nice warm bathroom. All right? I don't want to walk through the snow in the wintertime to go take a dump or, you know, nah. What do we got? Bedpans now, too?
And what? Tents, you said?
No, what are we going to have, bedpans now, too?
Yeah, I guess. Can you imagine having to run outside in Rochester, Minnesota on February 2nd when it's minus 28 out?
Not possible.
Can use the bathroom?
It's going to fall off.
Oh, they don't care. It's loving and liberal. They don't want it on you anyway. So we have Leslie and friend here.
Hi. I'm Bridget.
Hello.
Leslie wanted me to call in and talk about my current circumstances with our judicial system. Okay. Backstory. 12/22/21, just days before Christmas, my husband is a truck driver, called a hazmat, had alarms going off, so he had to pull over. He found a very safe spot to pull over. It's very frequented by trucks. And it's an off-ramp with a double shoulder. This is 8 o'clock in the morning. And somebody that was drug intoxicated, as my husband was almost back in the truck, he was standing on the steps, went off the road at over 60 miles an hour, hit him not once, four times. They were trying to run, but they just kept hitting him and killed him. 20 months later, after they have, you know, worn me down, you know, my choice was a jury trial where, because he's a Class B felony, a jury trial where he could get 2 to 20 years out on good behavior, no parole, or one juror that throws it and he gets nothing, or a plea deal. So I put out a plea deal. Maximum I could give, 5 years in prison, 5 years on parole. Well, finally, 20 months later, they finally come back. After they spend state money, now this is in Alabama, not Tennessee, this is in Alabama. After they spend state money to get an accident reconstructionist. The whole accident is on video. From beginning to end.
Why do they need to reconstruct it for?
You tell me. You tell me. That's usually something that the prosecution does, not the defendant. His drug test came back. The defendant's drug test came back positive for drugs that he had no prescription for. He's been free. Grand jury indicted him on manslaughter charges.
So five years in jail and five years.
Right. But they came back with a counter plea.
Right.
If I don't take the counter plea, then it goes to a jury trial. That's a gamble. Plus, after 20 months, you can imagine the mental torture.
I don't understand why it's a gamble for you. It should be a gamble for the defendant.
It should be, but that's not how it goes. I mean, he's been free to walk the streets, everything. He was driving without a license. He had been arrested 2 months prior for reckless driving. They did not drug test him. So, you know, this is habitual. He has a rap sheet. But
right.
he has no felony charges, all misdemeanors. He has people.
They went light on him.
And
even though he killed somebody, they went light on him.
Yes. 3 years in prison, 5 years probation. He cannot get off for any good time. He has to serve 3 years. But my husband got life. Now,
yeah,
I could have said no. I could have said no to it and took it to the jury trial. But you can imagine the mental torture that it has been for myself and my family, my children, and his sister, his only living relative, the mental torture this 20 months has been. It's just been, you know.
It's a game. It's a game that they play.
It's a game that they play, exactly.
And I'm
now,
sure that the lawyer he had is probably a
public defender.
Public defender, and he was playing a game. They know the game very well, the public defender.
Oh, yeah, and I knew they were going to play this game. I knew it, but it's got to the point that for the mental health of myself and my family, there had to be an end game.
Yeah.
I really wrestled with it. I really, really wrestled with it, that how much longer do I torture my family and myself over this? I can't bring my husband back. There's no winners in this situation. I don't win no matter how much time he spends in prison. There's no winning. Here's the other kicker. We go to court next week for the sentencing where he pleads guilty and, you know, they take him to jail. He gets to address me in court. I am not allowed to address him.
No victim impact?
I can write one and give it to the DA, who will give it to the judge. What the judge does with it after that, I will never know. Whether he gives it to the defendant or whether he throws it in the trash.
Yeah, if they're asking you to write a statement and give it to them, that's not going to work. That's the equivalent to basically wasting your time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sadly.
I'm going to do it just so maybe the DA reads it, maybe the judge reads it. I'm telling you, I have called legislatures. I have called the Attorney General. I cannot get anybody from the Attorney General's office to call me back. It was never put in the newspaper.
It's not election season.
Yeah, you don't fit the narrative.
Well, actually, when it first happened, it was election season. And my local rep, who was going to help me, who was helping me, got voted out. And the new one basically told me he had no clue. I asked to go before the legislature to tell them, because they consider a class B felony that is usually a drug, just a drug offense, and they consider it not harmful to anybody but the person arrested.
Crazy.
That's what the legislature, he had a very low bail, and they want to lower it even further for future class B felonies. The criminal has all the rights. The criminal, that's what it is.
That's how the system works.
That's how the system works. You know, and most people don't know this. How would you know this? Until you're in that situation.
Well, they're trying hard to get a civil war so they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and bring in devout communism. Because they want begging in the streets. How can you allow this to happen? And they think that if they allow it to happen, all this crime, that they can come in and lay down the law after. They know what they're doing.
Well, Hitler did the same thing.
Right.
Hitler did the exact same thing. As a normal, law-abiding, productive citizen, you have no rights. They want to talk about slavery? Normal, productive citizen. We're slaves. We are slaves to the system. You have no choices. You know, my husband was just a trashy truck driver. He didn't mean nothing to nobody. Now, had he been one of the judge's children or wife, or had he been the local doctor's children or wife, or one of the law's children or wife, boy, I bet you things would have went different.
Or Hunter Biden, or the Biden last name.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's several other last names that you could throw out there that have gotten away with murder.
We're talking about the Clintons?
Yeah.
Just saying there.
I lived in Arkansas during a lot of that fiasco. In fact, I had a friend that lived on the White River. Across the river from the property where that all started, the property that was sold, it was a cliff. So, yeah, I'm well-versed in the Clintons.
Yeah, the one and that always got me with the Clinton death count is Vince Foster, who had an affair. I don't know how he had an affair with the badge, but they somehow did. And so he was found chopped up in a duffel bag 50 miles away from where he was last seen. And they said it was a self-inflicted suicide.
It was a suicide.
Oh,
yep.
there's many of those.
Ran for 50 miles and just gave up.
Yeah, many of those same situation, but they committed suicide. But they're not well known because it was just locals in Arkansas.
Well, I'll tell you this. So there is, and Bridget probably knows this, Christopher Sine, that is from Alabama. He was a reporter for ABC 3340. He lived in Hoover, Alabama, and he actually went big time, and he did a book called Secrets of the Tarmac, where Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch.
Of
course, now he got Clinton assaulted. And if you have not, I've not read that book yet, which I would really like to read that book. I will never in 100 million years ever believe that he committed suicide. He had too much to live for. He protected his family. He brought them back to Alabama. I forgot what they were living at because he was trying to protect them. I'm sorry, but you cannot tell me that somebody that left their job to move back home to Alabama because he thought they would be protected actually committed suicide.
Right. Oh, there's hundreds of them. I'm surprised those women that sat with Trump at one of the debate. I don't know if it was a debate.
One of the funniest debate moments ever.
Yeah, and they sat there. I'm surprised that they're still alive. I'm really surprised because there was other women that Clinton put in the same situation, and they are not alive. They committed suicide,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shot themselves in the back of the head.
Twice.
Like three times or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you're able to shoot yourself more than once in the head.
With their hands tied behind their backs.
Right.
Well, and the crazy thing about it is I really never was like this, but then you start jumping down the rabbit hole and you see things start happening and they're like, well, wait a minute. This is really happening, especially, you know, when you've had family in the military, you know, you come from a long line of military, or you come from a family, or you have a moral compass that swings right, you know, that's what's supposed to be right. I mean, and
if you even have a moral compass.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the reason why you're like, hey, something's really going on here. I need to really pay attention to this instead of hiding and not really caring about politics. Because I hear so many people say, well, I'm not political. I'm not political or I don't care about this. Well, you're going to care about it pretty soon.
I grew up in a very political family, so it's always
been. You know what's going to happen with all these bans of everything that they're talking about? And they're telling you they want to ban toilets in the house and they want to ban microwaves and air conditioners and furnaces. If you tell somebody now, they say, oh, they would never do that. You're crazy. And then when they ban it, well, how come nobody told me?
Exactly.
That's going to be the famous line. How come nobody told me?
Well, see, what they want is not exactly the ban isn't. The ban is just the blindfold over your eyes. They want to build apartment complexes like they have in China.
Mm-hmm.
and put us all in these little boxes. And we all have to live in these little boxes where they can turn on or turn off whatever they want in our living box. They don't want us to own our own home. The government wants to own it where they collect the rent. The government will own the utility companies. Just like you were talking about global warming and the gas and all that, look at how many of the talking heads own stock in the oil companies.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just the oil companies. It's more than just the oil companies. They own stock in a lot of things. I mean, we're talking about...
And my big thing, though, is with Bill Gates owning the world's or the United States most... He owns more farmland than every other farmer put together.
Do you know how he did that? Well, farmers, they force farmers to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford their farm anymore. What do?
Oh.
They sell it. Who buys it?
Big company.
And if you look, they'll say, oh, Bill Gates doesn't own that. No, his shell company does.
Well, it's just like houses. I was listening the other night, like every one out of five homes are not owned by individuals now. It's by big companies. That's scary.
Yeah. They call people, send letters. I get letters and phone calls all the time of those companies wanting to buy my house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's happening a lot. I hear that from a lot of people that, you know, that have homes, or people that don't even have homes that get called. Like, I actually get those too. And so it's not just people that own homes. It's everybody that's getting those.
I get 5 to 8 calls a day.
Yeah. Because the more they can buy up, the harder it is for you.
Yeah, it's definitely ran the pricing of land up here in Tennessee. And it's going to get worse in Alabama. I've told people that, several people that, back over a year ago. I mean, it's not just going to happen here in Tennessee with all the influx of people coming in from California.
Oh, no, it's every state. Now Mississippi is the number one retirement state because Florida's overrun.
Well, that's pretty scary because there's really not much in Mississippi.
No, there's not. The coast. I mean, other than that, there's really not much in Mississippi, but Mississippi is now the number one retirement because retirees cannot find a place to stay in Florida.
And medical care is not good in Mississippi either. It's like out of all the states, it's the lowest, I think.
That's really deceiving because it depends on the area. You know, it's really deceiving. I mean, my children, and I grew up in northern Mississippi, and the education was top-notch. Better than I have.
Well, that's like Alabama, too. You know, there's different places in Alabama. Right.
It depends on the region of where you're at. If you're in the north half of Mississippi, they don't have an issue. It's in the Delta areas, which they're trying to build up, but the Delta areas and along that line. I'm sure the coast that they probably have pretty good education there also, I would imagine. I could be wrong. I haven't looked at the stats in a long time. I just know the above Hattiesburg, you know, across the middle of the state, discounting Jackson, the education system is really bad. Not just for the students, for the teachers also.
Yeah, but how's the Jackson water supply, though? I remember they had issues a couple
years
back.
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened with that. I didn't keep up on that. I don't remember what happened with that.
What happened
remember
with the Jackson
them,
water supply?
I don't know if they had lines bust or what. I think the system was just very, very old, and they had... never, even though they got money to do it, never upgraded the system, and suddenly they had no water or the water was not usable. That people were bringing water in from all over so that these people had water to drink.
I think that's
like
happening
money.
In a lot of areas that, you know, it
yeah.
even happened in
Jackson,
Alabama.
Mississippi, which is Yeah, Jackson, huge.
Yeah.
They get a large proportion of the money from the state, and they can't update their water system.
Yeah. Well, that kind of happened in Jefferson County. I don't know if you remember that it was like the largest bankruptcy by a government until up there in Michigan, until that happened with their water system because the sewer system went bankrupt.
Oh, up there in Michigan, they also did not upgrade their pipes, and they had all lead pipes.
So let me ask y'all a question. And who predominantly governs those areas?
Democrats. Now Mississippi. Mississippi has been Republican for a little while. I think he's really a rhino, but he runs on the Republican ticket.
Yeah, but you understand where I'm heading with this, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there
that was it. The only other thing that and I had sent in a text, y'all were talking about Trump being indicted. Well, them indicting him over him looking into the election fraud, that just opened a massive door for him. I don't know if you remember, he had Giuliani and another lawyer. I cannot remember her name now. I should, but I don't.
Right.
And they were trying to get it to go through court. They were trying to get it to go through the Supreme Court, and the judges kept saying, you don't have standing. And they had all the evidence of election fraud in several states. They have boxes of evidence. Well, now that they're taking to court, they can't say he doesn't have standing. He can bring every one of those boxes into court, and he can make every state prove that they had no fraud in their election and prove where those, how many ever votes it was that showed up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They'll have to prove where those votes came from. That was the dumbest thing that they ever did. They just shot themselves.
Yep.
Because now he has standing.
Well, we all know what's happening. You know, I mean, I really hope that other people, I mean, even people that really don't like him, I just really hope that maybe they can open their eyes to.
They won't.
At least to what's going on. I mean, even
they
online.
It would be nice, but they won't.
I know some people that have. I've got a few people I've talked to that.
Oh, that's good,
they have,
because most of the ones I've talked to still are the same. They don't like him for some stupid reason. When I asked them why they voted for Biden, I don't know, because I wasn't voting for Trump. I'm like, so you don't vote on policy or issues?
I call that TDS, Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
That's just ignorance.
No, I'm not saying that, you know, I agree with every single thing that he ever said or did. Of course not. But if he knocked on my door for dinner, you're damn right I'd pull out whatever I had and feed him. It might just be chicken
right.
and dumplings, but it'd be the best chicken and dumplings he ever ate.
I don't agree with everything that people say either, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm going to completely shut them down and turn them off unless this is something I know that's definitely not right. But
I've had relatives that have unfriended me because I like Trump and I didn't like Biden.
It's shame.
It's stupid because they were putting all this stuff about Clinton, you know, Hillary Clinton, and then about Biden. I'm not on Facebook that much anyway, but if I saw it, I just, you know, scroll on by. That's your opinion. I don't have to like it.
No, but you have a right to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't have to call you ugly name and say, well, I'm taking you off my Facebook. I'm like, okay, go right ahead. You know where the button is.
I don't feel bad because I think all of us at one point in time have had that happen because of what is going on in the political climate, and I believe that was the goal that was intended. So
it was. It totally was. And you try to explain that to them, and, oh, no, no, no. Like, okay. Okay. You just go on with your bad stuff because, you know. What are you going to say to them? They're the only ones that are right. They know everything. You're wrong. I just would like them to be very honest about right now with everything that's happening. To be very honest about it. It was foretold this would happen. And it, you know, they say you got to get to the rock bottom before you can build back up.
We have not even seen the bottom yet.
No, we have not. We have not. But it's coming.
Again, until people stop following the bell, you know, like the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, they're repeatedly. I mean, that's all it is. It's basically psychology 101.
Yes. I tell people, prepare as best as you can. You know, even if it never happens, you could have a tornado hit and your preparedness would help. So prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst situation as best you can. You know, anything you do is not going to last forever, but if it gets you through the 10 days, as they talk about, I don't know if that's true or not, but hey. People better be prepared. They're saying September is, from what I've heard, I don't know where these people get their information, but I've been told that September, things are really going to start rocking. It's going to get really rough. I just keep on doing my thing, and, you know, like I said, I try to prepare the best I can. And when there's hungry people out there, I'm not going to
turn
away.
Yeah, but there's hungry people out there that are going to still vote Democrat. They can't be that hungry.
I'm still not going to turn them away. I'll still feed them. I don't have to agree with them, but I can't let them starve in the street.
Well, they're going to vote. They're going to vote to starve themselves.
Well, you're right. They're going to vote to starve me, too.
Right.
But I still could not watch somebody in the street and them starve to death. I just could not do that.
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying that people, they have such Trump derangement syndrome that they'd rather live on the street.
Well, you're right. You're right.
It wasn't that way, but the people would vote for it.
Look at California.
Yes.
My sister-in-law was just out there, and they were by the Redwood Forest and went to some town close to there, and it was so overrun with homeless people that they didn't, like, they were tourists, and they were going to do a little shopping, and they left.
Oh, yeah, the expensive malls in San Francisco are now, like, empty, and homeless people sleep in front of it.
It's
really
sad.
I was watching this, and they've got it, you know, they were showing Pennsylvania the other night, but, I mean, this is what all over, is they are mixing in Trank with fentanyl and, you know, drugs that, I mean, people think that Narcan is going to save them. I got news for them. It's not. I mean, they said that even with being on that kind of mix that they're having real issues, like if somebody wants to come off these drugs now, that it's really – they have to go some kind of medical rehab, which is terrible.
I have a real problem with EMTs having to deal with those people. I have a real problem with that. I don't think they should be put in that situation.
Well, I have friends that they're fire EMS, public service, police officers,
and I'm retired fire EMS, and they're in that situation, and I'm just
I
thank God even though I was hurt in the line of duty, I'm very thankful now that somehow that God got me out of that situation, because I very well, if I would have stayed in that career, if I would not have gotten hurt, I would be there. And it's a scary situation that we see on our TV and in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, you see it all over the place, and I see some of the things these people do, and I think they shouldn't have to deal with that. If that's what those people want to do, you're not going to stop them. Going EMS or the fire or the police going in there and giving them Narcan and loading them up, taking them to the hospital as soon as they get released, what are they going to do?
Go to a machine up there in New York and grab some more if they're lucky, because the machine's probably going to be empty. The mayor's installed.
They have a vending machine that's selling just that stuff. It's selling Narcan, needles, pipes.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, vending machines, yep.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, Vito, but I've heard that even the first, when they first loaded them, like in the first few hours, they sold out.
Like in New York City, they have exactly 9 stores that are authorized to sell cannabis, but yet there are thousands of them that are popping up, and the city's doing nothing about it. It's like they want you stoned. You know, they want you loopy. It's where you don't answer back. You're just worried about getting high and staying high.
Or they kill you off, and you know, there you go.
Mind control.
That's coming soon.
Mind control.
Just like they did. Yeah. Just like they did with COVID, you know.
How
many people can we kill off?
Yeah, if the government can keep you stoned and keep you drugged up, they can control you.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't fight back. You can't. And
but
so you got all.
But that's history. That goes way, way, way back in history. Do you know that? The Romans did it. Yeah, they kept their citizens and their military stoned so that they would do exactly what they were told to do.
Again, any book that you read, a psychology book, history book, all you have to do is read a book. And basically the books tell you there, and that's the reason why they want books out of schools. Books that teach books that are worth anything.
Well, the history books, you know, they're written, that's another mind control. You know, I was raised in Illinois, land of Lincoln. I was marinating in that man. Got older and started reading some of the things he did. Oh, my Lord.
Lincoln.
He was a communist.
Yeah, Lincoln was not a good man.
He was a very, very bad man. Very bad man. Yeah. But you could take some of it was marinated in it, and then you read this stuff and you're like, I can't believe this. I just can't believe how mind-controlled I was my entire school. I mean, they had little kids doing plays with the great Abe Lincoln, you know? It just blows my mind.
I mean, for the most part in history, when we talk about, you know, World War II, you know, I had great-grandparents that were there and grandparents, so we know for a fact, and that's probably the reason why they don't want us around, is because, you know, they couldn't control us. You know, I'm a Gen Xer. You know, that's the reason why.
I don't know what I am. I think a boomer.
I don't know. What is the cutoff proof? Do you know what it is?
It's pretty sad that my mother is considered a boomer, and so am I.
How can we be in the same? What year were you born?
Me?
Yes.
You're trying to get me to tell my age?
I know, but you sound like you're younger.
Oh, no. No, no. I'm old.
So Gen X was 1965 to 1980.
Well, I'm definitely not Gen X.
No, I'm a boomer. I know I'm a boomer. But they
I tried.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm up there. Don't act like it. Don't live like it, but I, you know, reality.
Proof, would you like to add anything to this conversation?
I'm just listening. It's all, you know, as a baby boomer myself, I mean, you know, things have gone crazy. So.
We've seen a lot of change in our lifetime. Boomers have seen so much change in our lifetime. It's just amazing.
Look at what they've become. Look at what the baby boomers have.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I come from a very staunch Republican background. Very staunch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can't say that for my relatives because my relatives were from Alabama, and they were, at that time, they were called Yellow Dog Democrats. They would not be considered that anymore, so that's changed.
Yeah.
Totally different. As we know, the Democrat and the Republican Party have both transitioned. Pun intended,
it's like the
over
North
the years.
And South have flipped.
Basically.
The North is now so liberal, and the South is becoming more and more conservative. Well, till the liberals move in.
Exactly. You have a lot of people that are moving out of California. Like I said, California,
yeah.
New York. Illinois, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Now, I can't believe how crazy Massachusetts has gotten. But, you know, people are leaving there because they can't live there, and yet they bring their ideology with them, and they vote what they left, what they
well,
ran
and I
they
tell
vote
them.
For in the state, what they ran from.
When they tell me that, I tell them, you screwed up where you came from, and so now you come down here and you want to screw this up? Go home. Just go home. I mean, I've lived down south longer than... No, they don't care. Well, they look at you and just roll their eyes. My brother lives in Vermont. He lives in Vermont. And for Vermont, he says he's considered conservative, and he wants to move Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia in retirement. And I said, you better leave your politics. No matter if you're considered a conservative in Vermont or not, you better leave that crap at home. Nobody wants you down here messing up what we got going on. If you don't like
right.
where you live, change it, but don't bring that stuff down here. He just laughs at me. He was raised the same way I was, so.
We do not care. You know, look at New Hampshire. Their motto is live free or die, and New Hampshire's going left.
They're dying.
they're dying, exactly.
You know.
And I would love to live up in New Hampshire, but it's just too cold there in the winter time for me.
Oh, Vermont, New Hampshire, it's beautiful up there. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, in the winter time,
but it's so loving and liberal, though.
Well, just come on down to Alabama or Tennessee. We got the same views. It gets cold in the winter, you know, in the mountain areas. But not as cold as up there. And we're way more friendly. Way more friendly. And we have our liberals here, but I'll guarantee we're way more friendly down here.
And the liberals will just defriend you on Facebook anyway, so.
Well, yeah. And do we really care? No. It's Facebook, please. All the ones that have done that to me live in Illinois, so I don't see them on a daily basis anyway. So who cares? Stay in Illinois. Live your little trans life. Leave me alone.
Yeah, this trans stuff has even gotten way out of here.
Yeah. You were talking about trans earlier. I have a cousin who, when her daughter was very young, started transitioning her.
And the girl wasn't the one making the decisions at all. It was the mother.
How can
most kids
I know, they cannot make a decision as far as what they want to eat, what they want to drink, if they want hamburgers, chicken nuggets, you know, food changes, you know, clothes change over the years. How can you make a permanent decision to mutilate a child like Vanderbilt was doing? I have a real issue with that.
I don't know.
You can't fix it either. Once it's done, it's done.
I was listening to a lot of the meeting, whenever they testified before Congress, and there was a young lady that had actually transed over and regretted it deeply because she had taken the hormones, and now her voice is lower, and it'll never be the same again. And she cut off her breast, and so, and it's just really, they basically told her parents either it was for her to transition over, or either she was going to commit suicide. That's what they told the parents.
See, and that's just crazy. There was a girl on TikTok that her parents had encouraged her to have all the surgeries and transition. And now as an adult, she completely regrets it, and she's trying to reverse as much as she can.
It's done.
That's what she said. She said, I can never be fully female, but I'm not going to be male either.
It is a permanent decision, and these parents do not understand what they're doing to their kids. If they're having thoughts of suicide, it is more than transitioning over. There is a problem at home, a problem at school. There is a problem. It is not.
Right.
You cannot convince me that the numerous amount of our children are wanting to trans at an early age now. I am sorry. I do not believe that. You can try.
It's become a trend.
It's not just
it's a
trend. It's a problem.
Right, it's a problem, but as far as the kids, it's a trend. I've heard several young, especially girls, saying, you know, when they're in the 5th, 6th, 7th grade, you know, and boys are so awkward, I think I like girls. Well, of course you do, because boys are very awkward and stupid right now. Now they're in high school, and they're like, that was a dumb decision. You know, that was a dumb thing to say.
And men can
had
still
their,
be awkward.
Well, yeah, they can still be awkward even you know, even as adults.
And make dumb
but,
decisions, but, you know, it's different though when you're an adult than when you're a child.
When you're teen, you know, that pre-teenage, boys are just so awkward. I raised two of them, and they were so awkward, and it was, you know, you just have to let them learn their own way, but Lord help me. And my daughter and me both were very tomboyish. My daughter got into high school, and all
be,
of a sudden,
and that shouldn't be. How do you, you know, that should not be the sole reason why you should transition over.
No, or say, oh, that child's gay. She grew up with two brothers. What do you expect? She got into high school, and there wasn't a item in her closet that wasn't pink at one time, and I'm like, what? We need to expand our color palette. No, I'm a girly girl. See, young kids don't know. They don't know. Because a girl plays with a Hot Wheels car does not mean that she needs to transition.
No.
Well, there was a parent actually testifying that it was the best thing that ever happened to her son.
That is a sick parent, man.
There's mental problems there.
What?
On the parents' end. Yeah, on the parents' end, there is a mental problem.
But what has convinced these parents it's the best thing? No study, no long-term study is known about what kind of long-term effects this is going to have mentally, physically, the hormonal changes, the cancer, you know, the long-term
effects. I think
it's
a type of abuse, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
but it's been given the blessing in the psychiatric world. They've signed off on it
because there are so many pedophiles running the roost. That's why. There's so many pedophiles running the roost that we got to make all this okay so that it's okay that we do this.
But when I was in college, this is not the same psychology books that I was reading. So where are they getting this material?
They make it up as they go.
I've never in my whole life, in my 48 years of life, I will tell my age because I'm happy. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. I mean, I'll never understand how, like me and Proof were talking about earlier. It's almost like people just live to just sit here and create misery and think of things that are just like they have nothing better to do. And this is one typical example
They have sick minds. They have sick minds. So if you have a sick mind, you have to make things that we see as sick, they see as they want to make it normal.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the power, so that's what they're doing.
I think it's the same people that are participating in the behaviors.
Well, yeah. They have sick minds.
Because only people that are participating in these behaviors that are sick like this could actually create curriculum that thinks this is okay. I mean, really, at the end of the day.
You're probably right.
I mean, it's like Hollywood. It's like the Sound of Freedom. I was reading Rolling Stone magazine, and they were condemning that movie, The Sound of Freedom. And people were talking about, well, that's a QAnon thing and blah, 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 and blaming, you know, of course, Trump and the right and all. But this movie was created before QAnon was even thought about. This movie was over 5 years that it had been created.
5 years.
And sexual trafficking has been going on for years.
Centuries.
You know what the funny part is about that, though, is that last week they tried to say a mega donor to the Sound of Freedom got arrested for child trafficking. He donated one time $500.
Who was it?
I remember seeing that. I can't remember his name now. I remember seeing that.
Oh, I don't remember the name. Yeah. I just know that if some dude donates $500 to any cause, he's not like a mega donor.
Well, you know, you can get free tickets to go see that movie because people were saying, well, if you go see the movie, then you're supporting the pedophiles that made the movie.
So my question is, though,
they start putting out free tickets.
Go watch Cuties.
My question is,
oh, Lord God, no.
That supposed mega donor, though, how do we know it was really a mega donor?
He wasn't. He just said he donated $2,500.
No, $500, not $25. He donated $500.
Oh, $500. Yeah, so he's not a mega donor.
No.
But we don't even know.
But if the media says he is, then people believe it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess they figure most people would not give $500 to anything. So if somebody spent $500, it means that they mean business.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
You got to figure out how to ring that bell so people will believe it.
Yeah. That's
again,
why.
Again, it all goes back to ringing the bell.
I have not watched news, and I don't know. I can't tell you how long. I had to find the Weather Channel because we had all that bad weather coming in. I could not remember how to find it.
Oh, Lord.
That's how long it's been since I've watched news or the weather or, you know, I watch some movies. I won't lie about that. I watch some movies, but other than that, no.
Well, if it helps any, Bridget, I've been on air 13 and a half years. I'm here every Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 8 to 11 Central.
Well, I have to start listening to you more often.
And
I was on Telegram for a while, but that was, they started hacking my phone. They started downloading pictures and I wasn't
Telegram,
even opening the app.
I don't like using Telegram. It just seems complicated.
I got rid of it because of that, because they were downloading pictures onto my phone by the thousands. And I wasn't even opening the app.
I don't have a cell phone, so they can't do that to me.
Oh, well, I do. Especially in my situation, you know, people have to know where I'm at. I mean, Leslie, you live by yourself. People have to know, you know, where you're at, that you're okay.
Well, of course.
Yeah, Leslie said she needs a few minutes. Leslie, go ahead. We'll wait for you. We got three people here.
That's fine. I have an app that my friends that are on my phone, and I have people that keep up with me, so always. Plus, I have a couple of friends other than that that live with me that are my protection too. So.
Yeah, I have four of them that live with me. A little bit bigger
all
than
right.
Daisy and Dodger.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, we got two good sized hounds and six cats.
I don't have any cats. I just have a German Shepherd, and I have a couple corgis, which I think the corgis would attack someone before my shepherd would, but no,
yeah.
If I was in a real bad situation, he's a big time protector. He feels what I feel.
We have an 8-year-old named Chewbacca. He's a German Shepherd and Chow Mix.
Yeah, mine's nine. He's a shepherd. I mean, he's not AKC, but he's a German Shepherd.
And then we have a full-bred Doberman who's just over a year.
Yeah. And then I have about 30 chickens, so I don't know. If they're not sitting on eggs, they wouldn't bother you. They'd run from you. But if they're sitting on eggs, don't stick your hand in there.
Mm.
I have the little homestead. It's just a little, not homestead, a hobby farm.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a tower garden, but when it was so hot out here a couple weeks ago, most of my stuff fried.
Yeah, mine hasn't done well this year. I've had some things do well, but it's been a tough season. A tough season. I have a pretty, it's not a huge garden, but for someone my age and everything I have to take care of by myself, it's big enough. I may expand it next year. God help me. But like tomatoes, yeah, no. I got some, but it was a hard year. It was just so hot.
I had a whole bushel full of chard. That passed on me. I have green onions and basil right now. Everything else died. And the rule is with the tower garden, it's too hot to plant anything, so I have to wait till like middle to end of September, and then I could see whatever I can get until the winter.
Yeah, you're in Vegas. A little bit different temperature than here. I have towers on my front porch, which is south side, so I have to be very careful and keep up on watering, but I basically just have herbs in those. Now on the north side is where I have all my vegetable garden, and you know, my green beans have done well. My second planting is coming up well. My cucumbers, they didn't do so good. My tomatoes, but
my,
it's just one year.
Chard and kale historically has done really well in that. What I did once in my tower garden, I bought, do you know what butter lettuce is?
Yeah. Yeah, I grow it.
Okay, so that's the ones that you buy at the store in a clamshell. So we ate about 90% of one, and I put the roots back in my tower garden. It grew four layers, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. See, I can't buy, if it at the stores, if it can't be peeled, I can't eat it because of allergies. I am allergic to lettuce unless I grow it. I have a
weakness. Well, that's what the and I realize it's the pesticides. But yeah,
well,
they're
not sure if it's the pesticides, if it's the fertilizer, or if it's something else that they're spraying on them.
Yeah.
They're not sure which one of those things it is, but they know it's not actually the lettuce because I can grow it in my garden. I don't put anything on my garden, mainly because I can't, but I can eat as much lettuce as I want on my garden. I'm okay.
So what I do with my tower garden, I put in, in the summertime, I put in usually a gallon and a half of water a day.
Yeah.
And then every 10 days or so, I will put bat guano in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I use dish emulsion or during the winter when everything
works,
is. Yeah, during the winter when everything is dead, it's unplayed out. I have my own organic chicken fertilizer. I store it all summer and let it sit there and leak.
I keep grow lights in the winter also.
Yeah, I did that last year, but the system I had was really cheap and it worked okay until I tried to move the plants, and then it didn't work so well. So I'm going to have to come up with a better system this year when I move everything, when I move my herbs and stuff inside. I start all my own peppers, tomatoes, and all that inside the house.
Yeah, my goal is I just need to make sure it stays over like 35 degrees. So that extra 2 to 3 degrees with the grow lights help.
You should be able to grow lettuce during the wintertime too outside.
Well, like
I can't hear.
I my chard before it died lived to be about a year and a half, just like my kale did before that.
Yeah, kale can live forever.
Because I had it on the top shelf of my tower garden. It grew 6 feet. It grew 6 feet high. I actually needed a ladder to get to the top of it.
Oh wow! I've never had it get that big.
And I'm 6'1", so it was crazy seeing a kale just go that far up.
But in the fall, well, I just today replanted lettuce again. You plant red lettuces for the cooler weather. The red leaf lettuce or red speckled lettuces, they do very well in the fall. Because normally here we don't get any type of frost till January.
Yeah.
And so I should be able to eat lettuce till January.
We don't get a lot
January.
Of frost, but it will snow here maybe once every 2 or 3 years. But there was quite a bit of snow last year. None of it was like a huge snowstorm, but I was in the hospital for 8 days back in February, and I remember there was snow all over the place when I got out.
One is a greenhouse. I mean, I realize you have to put a heater out there in the wintertime, but I would really love to have a greenhouse.
Well, that's kind of, I have a pseudo greenhouse. I have the green netting around my back patio, and then the tower garden is out there.
Yeah.
It's not an official greenhouse, but there's a little bit of an opening. So, like, I had my kale. It just grew up the side of the – there's, like, this little opening. So there's a little bit of afternoon sun because if I gave them full sun, everything would die in the summer, period.
Yeah. They have new shading. I don't know. It's new. It's new to me. Shade cloths that you can use that help with that. I haven't used them personally, but I've seen other people that have. And if it's going to be, the summer's going to be next year like it is this year, I probably will invest in some. So it's a lot of work to put out that garden and then it just get burnt up.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Bat grow? I've never heard of bat guano being used in a garden before, Dave.
Sorry, if there's a question, go ahead.
I've never heard of a bat guano. How does that, like, what does that do?
It's like the fish fertilizer, I guess, that you might use. It's just bat stuff instead.
Huh. Interesting. So where would you get bat guano at?
I bought mine at Amazon, but I also bought it from a local nursery.
I was going to say you'd probably get it on Amazon.
That sounds pretty gross, actually.
Yeah,
well,
all of it's
gross. if you've ever used fish emulsion, it's really gross.
Well, look at how people use horse manure to grow vegetables and stuff. I mean, that to me, that's gross.
Or cows.
I know. All of it's gross. I'm just
my chickens. You know, you have to let it, if you use it fresh, you have to let it sit and leach for a while before you can use it, but I let it leach out, and then I have a little compost pile, makeshift compost pile, and I just dig it out after everything's died and put it on my I have raised beds. I put it on my raised beds and just let it sit there all winter.
There's not much more stinkier than a flaming compost pile, that's for sure.
I use Saturday lime, so mine doesn't smell.
Well, my uncle had like 8 chicken houses in Union Grove, Alabama, and so he would actually give my grandmother, we'd go out there and like load up on fertilizer.
Yeah, but I use Saturday lime in my coop and in my run and on my compost pile, and none of it smells. I mean, sometimes it gets smelly, like after all this rain, it's a little smelly. I have to go out there and try to, because my chickens are on sand. So I till it up to try to dry it out. I clean it out all the time, and then I spread Saturday lime on it. It's not harmful to you, the birds, your dogs. It's not harmful to anything. I put it on my garden beds. I put it in my compost pile.
Come on, Bridget. It's got to be causing global warming somehow.
But because they take it out of different areas. I'm trying to think. I think Seattle. I can't remember. Anyway, they dig it out, so it's causing erosion or something. I'm sure. I'm on the regular schedule. I get it every 2 months, so I'm.
Yeah, but
so
don't forget that there are countries all over Europe that's banning creating fertilizer because they say there's too much carbon produced in making fertilizer, and they also are saying that there's too much carbon emissions if you try to grow organic. Just think, there's less carbon footprint if you allow them to put pesticides on it somehow. I don't know who believes that, but that's what they're trying to put out there.
Monsanto.
Right.
I don't know.
Bayer.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing it, but yeah. I mean,
well, I read too that they were trying to grow cows that actually produce less methane. If we could get AOC to shut her mouth and the squad, that would be a lot of less gases right there.
Mhm. Yeah, you're right. Of course, she's been pretty quiet lately.
Kamala's been quiet.
Yeah, Kamala's been quiet ever since she said something about they were trying to depopulate the earth.
Yeah.
Well, she just had to wait for the passage of time to go by.
She spilled the truth.
Yeah, she did.
100% she spoke the truth.
I think she's just mad because she thought that she would be the next president. But I think she sees the writing on the wall that they want.
She didn't get on
money.
Her knees enough.
No.
She stopped getting on her knees. That's what got her where she's at.
No, but they want Big Mike, but Big Mike doesn't want the job. He doesn't want it.
Big Mike has an alcohol problem. And they hated Big Mike in the White House.
Oh, I didn't know he liked alcohol like that.
Oh, yeah, he has a big alcohol problem.
But they want Governor Gruesome badly, though. But Governor Gruesome's not likable enough. And that's the issue.
He couldn't even win in his own state. They had to cheat.
Yes.
But Kamala couldn't win in her own state, and she still is vice president. So I guess it really doesn't matter. It's what Soros wants. That's what it all boils down to.
So, Vito, where are you heading this weekend?
Actually, I am right now in Jersey. I'm headed to Avenel, and I'm headed to Delaware for 3 days of relaxation.
Oh, I thought
I'd
jump on my Harley Davidson.
Jump on my Harley Davidson, and I'm going to go.
Oh, I'm very jealous. What
so
kind of bike do you
have?
Everybody
in the White House is saying that they know it was not Hunter's cocaine because Hunter is a professional. He wouldn't just drop a baggie like that.
Just like he wouldn't drop his computer like that, right?
Well, no, for real. Those who are junkies, they know where every ounce and every gram of that stuff is. So you'd have to get someone that doesn't keep track of it like that. I understand it.
I don't know about that. I know I have a friend that's a security guard, and just the other night, she's a security guard in a hood area. And a girl came up to her and said, can I borrow your flashlight because I dropped my eighth?
Mm-hmm.
So she had lost hers. So is entirely possible. So what kind of Harley are you riding?
I bought a 2012 Road King 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I still haven't really ridden it yet. So
this
weekend I'm going to be riding it.
Okay.
Plan you a trip to go to North Carolina and ride the Dragon.
Yeah, I heard about the Dragon.
I've ridden it too many times to ride it again.
But the guys that talked to me about riding the Dragon, they're riding their Ninjas and the X-Star 1700s or whatever.
Hey,
we rode it 30 miles an hour.
But you don't have to do that. We rode it on a Street Glide, and then we rode it on our Ultra. The first time I rode it was in my Miata. So you can go with them and let them just fly on, and you just take your time.
Yeah.
The first couple times it's fun. After that, it's like, okay, we've done this. The Skyway, that's not far from the Dragon, is really, really a beautiful ride, and the Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, that Tennessee area, even outside of Chattanooga, beautiful rides. Beautiful rides.
Yeah, the thing about Tennessee with me is a lot of hills.
That's exactly why. Don't you want those curves?
A lot of hills. High, steep hills. And then it's like you're on a roller coaster.
As soon as you get to the crest, you're
looking down.
That's what we searched for when we were out riding. Me and my husband rode, we've been riding 35 years. And
we're about to get the 60-second buzzer anytime soon. Here,
all right. All right. Have fun this weekend riding. Be careful.
Thank you.
Richard, I hope you call back.
I probably will. I'll be listening to you.
All right. And then, Leslie, you have anything else?
No. It's been fun. Bridget, thanks for coming on tonight and talking.
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first.
Oh, you're
it's
good.
It's just us. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'll be back on Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here. Please check the schedule at freedomizerradio.com for all the other shows on the network. Until Monday, though, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Negative, I am
Bruce. Good night.